Please note, the opinions and perspectives expressed on the following show are solely those of the host and their guest. These opinions and views do not reflect Ruckus Avenue Radio or Dash Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey y'all, what's poppin'? It's your girl Jyoti K.
And this is Lucy Legend. We are back.
We are back. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, Lucy.
Yes, 2020.
2020, guys. I know we're a week late, but I couldn't wish you last week because I was in Dubai.
Yeah, on vacation guys, without me.
6 days. You went to Europe without me, so you know we had to kind of do something. What did you do for New Year's, Lucy? I don't even know.
I didn't do anything. I stayed home.
You stayed home?
Yeah, I had options, but yeah. I just decided to stay home.
Stayed home. Yeah. Do you guys, like, watch anything on TV?
Yeah, TV. I catched up on that Us series, which I hate. That's what it is, you.
It's, I don't know, like, everyone makes a big deal about it. I don't really like it either.
I don't get it. Like, the guy puts on a hat and he disappears. It's like, it reminds me, like, of Big Daddy when the little boy wears the sunglasses, you know?
It's the one where he's killing everybody, right?
Yeah, he's killing everyone. But what's dumb is, like, he'll, like, stalk her, but all he literally wears is a hat, and all of a sudden she doesn't see him. Like, what? Like, I don't get it. Yeah.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Like, if you saw your, like, man walking up with the hat, you're going to know it's him.
Yeah, I was like, hey, babe, what's with the knife? So he wears the hat and he's just gone.
Yeah, I was like, I don't get it. I can't catch on to it. I tried too.
I was like maybe like 3 episodes in and I was just like, really?
That's how I went.
Really? And people are making a really big deal about it. Yeah. Did you at least champagne toast or anything?
No, I did do a champagne toast, but that was as wild as I got. Yeah.
Honestly, if I didn't go to Dubai, I think I would have probably had a chill. Mm-hmm. It was a weird year.
Yeah.
Weird year. Mine was pretty good. I got to freaking Dubai the day before New Year's. And right, it's a 16-hour flight, dude. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe I was in a plane for 16 fucking hours. But luckily, I was, like, right by the bar and everything. Mm-hmm. So I would just go like this, and they know I wanted wine. So I was just fucking wine wasted, dude, nice. The whole flight there. And as soon as I got off the flight, my friends were like, let's go out. So I didn't even get to rest.
Oh, shit.
So I was out at the club. I was like a dead corpse at the club.
Yeah.
Like, and then some guy named Moneybag Yo was performing. And they really thought, like, I just because I was American that I was just like, oh, my God, Moneybag, right? Yeah. I was like, I don't know who this guy is. Then he started playing music. And he's the guy that dated Meg Thee Stallion, I guess.
Oh, got it.
But, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I want a Moneybag.
Yeah.
I want
this Moneybag. Like, we live in L.A. Like, you know, we see all these people all the time. Yeah. But, like, Moneybag, really?
Yeah.
So anyways, I was there, whatever, and I just go back and go to bed. And then the next day, like, I wake up with bags under my eyes. Because, mm-hmm. like, when it's day here, it's night there and night whatever. So yeah. I was all fucking fucked up.
Jet lagged.
And then I wanted to, like, not be such a party pooper. Mm-hmm. And then the day of New Year's, dude, I was so tired, though. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie to you, dude. I was so tired. I had to go get a facial so she can, like, take the swelling out of my eyes and all this kind of stuff. Which was nice that I got to get a facial or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I found out nail polish is illegal in Dubai.
What?
Or in the Middle East. It's illegal, yeah. And so I was, like, trying to find nail polish because I'm going to do it myself. But luckily the salon did it because it's for tourists and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, girl, they didn't have white nail polish for the toes.
Wow, that is a fun fact right there, guys.
Yeah, and they didn't have white nail polish for the toes. I was like, really? I would think that's common. She's like, no, nobody gets white nail polish. I was like, nobody gets white nail polish on the toes?
You're like, Rihanna was out here.
Yeah, right? I was like, maybe it's like a LA thing or something. But anyway, so I got my nails done. And I went to this club, girl. And it was like, you know what the Burj Khalifa is, right? It's like the highest building in the world. Yeah. So the club we were at was an outside club. Mm-hmm. And you could see our table. You could see the Burj from the table.
Oh, wow.
So when it was 12, the fireworks show, we could see from our table.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was so beautiful. I think I have a video. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I didn't post a lot. I just kept the evil eye thing was getting to me. You know, I was like, somebody, I'm going to get kidnapped here.
Yeah.
So that was like a nice way to see it. But then the next day I slept for like 24 hours.
Nice.
Ordered room service and that's what I did. But it was really cool. It was a cool trip. I did the Burj, I did the fucking, what are those called? ATVing girl, Laura Croft it up, you know what I'm saying? I was on a boat. I was a tourist. It was pretty fun.
Nice. Any cuties out there?
Dude, they all look like me. I felt like my brothers and sisters were out there. There were so many Indian people there. Dude, catched up on my Indian shit.
Yeah.
Like, on my way there was Bollywood movies playing.
Yeah.
And I was confused to why, but it's only 2 hours away from India, and I guess everybody comes there because it's easier to come to Dubai than anywhere else.
Oh.
So there was, I don't know how to read Hindi, but there were signs in Hindi.
Yeah.
There was an Indian channel. So when I was doing my, when I was sleeping in, like having my room service day, I watched Indian channels, you know, because it's been a while. I don't get that here, you know what I mean? I ordered Indian, on my room service menu, there was Indian food. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like authentic as shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like there's a lot of Indian people there, and everybody looked the same, but it was like all the Middle East people looked the same. All the Middle East people look the same, but there was Asians there, there was black people, there was Nigerians there. Like, it was, like, international.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and then there was this place called the World Market.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend...
I heard of the World Market.
Yeah, and they kept telling me, I'm going to show you the world, ha-ha. And I'm like, ha-ha, okay. So I go there, and it's literally all the... Like, they pick the countries.
Yeah.
And you go in there, and it's like every country is a market, and you feel like you're in that country.
Oh, wow.
So they have like their clothes, their food, everything.
Yeah.
So it's like I went to India, and it was all of India, like literally felt like India. I went to Iraq. I went to fucking Syria. I went to Morocco. I went to Africa. And then they all do the shows.
Yeah.
I went to an African show, and like it was so cool, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a good time.
It was really cool. Like, it was
on the bucket list.
On the bucket list. We went to Ferrari World. The ride was a Ferrari.
Nice.
The fastest ride in the world was a Ferrari. I went to Salt Bay's restaurant. You know the Salt Bay guy?
Yeah.
Went to his restaurant. He was actually there in town.
Nice.
I didn't know that his actual restaurant was in Dubai. I thought it was in Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more than one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But anyways, so Salt Bay is Indian. I didn't know that. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea. Anyway, so that we went there, we did all that. I did all that. It was great. It was fun. I'm happy to be back in LA. What did you do, Lucy? What were you doing when I was gone?
Oh man, shenanigans. That's the one thing. Like, me and Jyoti, whenever we get together, I feel like, you know, we stay busy, we're doing this, we do that. But then when we're gone, all of a sudden, like, we come back to reckless stories.
Right? No, I came back to like a reckless ass story to her. I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, but pretty much, no, I, for the most part, I was keeping it chill. But then, of course, you know, you get the ants in the pants, and then you go out, and then it just becomes a reckless
night. Bullshit happens, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I came back to Lucy telling me some crazy story, which we won't go get into, but it was pretty extreme.
Yes.
Mine was just a bunch of touristy stuff, nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, guys, yeah, so then I found out that India is only a 2-hour flight from 2-hour flight from Dubai, which makes sense why there's so many like freaking people that look like me there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I should probably go to India. Like, when am I ever gonna get to go there? But the flight back was like freaking $2,000 from India.
Shit.
I was just kind of like,
yeah.
And then I called my mom. I was like, hey mom, do you think it's a good idea for me to go to India? But I guess there's war going on in India. Cause, the guy, like whoever the main person is out there, he, doesn't want to give citizenship to the Muslims. And then the Muslims are like acting up like what the hell, and they're causing riots, and basically like it's just
like Mexicans in the United States.
Yeah, like exactly, like
don't get that wall.
Yeah, exactly. So they're being racist or whatever. So basically that's all going on, and rioting, and they're rioting against my people because we're on the border, the Punjabis.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to attack our temples and shit. Like, so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's like violence doesn't solve anything. So I don't understand why they're doing it. So basically my mom scared the shit out of me. So I was like, okay. And then while I was there, my mom texts me. She's like, World War III is about to start. Get out of there. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So then I like, I look up the news, and then I didn't really understand it because I don't really know who they were naming the guy that he killed or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess like he's equivalent of the vice president of America.
Yeah.
But he's a terrorist, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, anyway, so he killed them. So that's so they put out a warning in the Middle East for American tourists to go back because it's going to be hard for us to leave because they're going to try to fuck with us.
Oh god.
With the Americans, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so you were literally affected by this.
Yeah, literally if I would have stayed any longer, I could have got stuck there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well Dubai is a little safer cuz it's like they're mm-hmm. built off of like tourism.
Yeah.
But I looked on the map and Iran is literally like next door.
Yeah.
And that's where all the shit's going down, so yeah. Like, they could have, but there's probably, like, Islamic people in Dubai. They could have been like, oh, you're American. They could have fucked me up, you know? Yeah. So, basically, they were telling all the Americans to get out of the Middle East.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, making a joke on Twitter, and I had posted about it. And mm-hmm. one of my friends, who's Egyptian, he's, like, and he's, like, my age. And he's, like, I would get out of there if I was you.
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's how,
that's
yeah.
That's how serious it's
been. Yeah, it's serious because they're, like, fuck Americans. But it's, like, it's not our fault. Yeah. That Trump did that. We didn't know he was doing that.
Yeah.
You know, we had no idea. So, but what I think about that is like, it's just funny that he's doing it around election time and everything.
Yeah.
Because I think he had access to kill him before.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
So he's going out with a bang?
He's not going to go because it's critical. No one's going to want to change a president when we're going to war.
Yeah.
Why would, because that would make sense. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why would you change a president when you're about to go to war?
Yeah.
Because he's the only one who knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So, boom. And then you already know all the freaking people that are following him are fucking like, oh my god, our fucking Lord Savior, we need Trump, you know?
Yeah.
So he's smart. That's what I'm thinking. Because you don't you never change president. Like, it's never happened when war is about to happen. So that was kind of interesting to me.
Yeah.
How about you? How did you, like, did you know what was going on? Like, what was, like, did you watch the news? Like, what did you, you know what I mean?
You know what? No, I'm
or
not
memes?
Very, no, I, that's how I get my news is Twitter and memes. Like, I'm not very political. I'm not, like,
neither am I.
That follows it, but it's funny that even someone like me that I'm not political, I know what's going on only because it's become that big of a deal.
Yeah. And it's, well, yeah, because they're saying it's going to, because they're making memes about war and we think it's funny.
Yeah.
But when they're trying to tell Americans to get out of the Middle East.
Yeah, that's not funny anymore.
No. And then they actually just attacked the freaking, the military base in Iran or whatever with missiles.
That is crazy.
What if they have like a missile under their belt that we don't know about? Like,
Yeah,
basically Trump told them that he will wipe them all out if they try to attack us, but they're already attacking us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Actually, speaking of Trump, I know, like, since we're on the political side, before we get into the funny shit, he tweeted something today that really, like, got under my skin, and this is something you could probably relate with because it's, you know, nothing that, like, it's more humanity-wise.
Yeah.
So this is what he said. He's such a I want to fucking like slap him. I obviously, if you hear this show, you know how much I hate Donald Trump. Okay, so he goes, the homeless situation in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and many Democrat Party ran cities, he had to say that, throughout the nation is a state and local problem, not a federal problem. If, however, the city or state in question is willing to acknowledge responsibility and politely ask for help from the federal government, we will very seriously consider getting involved in order to make those poorly run Democrat cities great again. So this is such a conniving post to me.
Yeah.
Because one, he's talking about, he's trying to say that Democrat run cities are poor.
Yeah.
Two, he's saying that, oh, we'll help you if you politely ask us.
Yeah.
And, to me, where I feel some type of way about this is that you took a vow to protect Americans, the United States of America. San Francisco and Los Angeles are all in America.
Yeah.
These poor people are American.
Mm-hmm.
And before American, they're human.
Yeah.
So basically, you are so far up your ass and so consumed into, like, your ego that in order for you to help Americans and help human beings, you want us to bow down to you to ask for help because it's not a federal problem. It doesn't fucking matter. You're the president.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how do you feel about that? Like, the fact that he has to say poorly run Democratic Party run cities, like, it's still that he's trying to, like, still take a jab.
Yeah.
And then he's still trying to be like, oh, we'll help you, but ask us pretty please, you know?
You know what's funny about that is because he started doing the cuts for the schools. He started doing the cuts for, like, the healthcare. He started doing the cuts for the medical and everything else. That was us politely asking that, you know, these children and other people needed, and now we have to, with this other problem,
mm-hmm.
it's like, politely ask you. Everyone's been politely asking you. There's applications, and he chooses to just cut them.
He wants us to beg him.
Yeah.
He wants, like, he knows that San Francisco, he knows California hates him.
Yeah.
That's all it is. He knows we fucking hate him.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually off topic because you brought up school. So I was reading the world news when I was on my way here because I never read the news. Do you know that he, I forgot what state, he did a rally where he said if he gets reelected again that he's going to start teaching religion in school. And in our fucking constitution or whatever, it says religion is not allowed to be taught in school because not everyone believes the same religion. Mm-hmm. So he wants to bring, he's taking out art and all this other stuff and taking off funding. But he, in order to get the Christians vote, which is majority of his followers, or Catholic, I think it was Christian, I'm pretty sure. He wants to bring that, to teach that to our schools where our kids are going to go that are going to be forced to believe Christianity now. This is what this motherfucker is doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what he had just said at a rally. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's all game. That's all it is. It's game. At the end of the day, it's all game. But having Trump as our president, just like math, algebra, whatever, religion, it doesn't necessarily, it's just going to, it's going to cause confusion, I want to say.
Yeah, for our kids.
But especially if somebody's like from a different type of religion. At the end of the day, though, it's still the parents needs to teach, you know.
No, of course, but it's like confusing a kid when you're going to school and they're telling you about Jesus Christ, and then you come.
It makes it seem like it's an elite kind of like religion. Yes, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, and no religion is better than any.
Exactly. So that's where I think it's confusing. So it's all a game, though. It's not.
So if you want to teach religion, might as well teach all of them. But then what about atheists? What about fucking, what are they called? Jehovah's Witnesses. Like, then what? Like, it's like, bro, you're retarded. Like, he'll say anything to win and be above anyone. Anyways, I'm tired of talking about this fucking orange, ugly wig motherfucker. As for, you know, they have 92 million or 90 million on his head.
Jesus.
Did you know that?
No.
So Iran put out a bounty for Trump.
90 million.
90 million. And that's why George Lopez was like, what did he say? He's like, we could split it, or like, do you have Cash App or something like
that's
that?
Hilarious.
I forgot what his comment was. Let's look it up. It was hella funny.
Yeah.
Damn, Lucy, you gotta get on your world news, bro. Yeah. Where are you living?
I know, under a rock.
George Lopez, Trump tweet. What did he say? I'm dying. Okay, we gotta read this tweet. Mm-hmm. So there's 80 million, sorry, which is still a lot. Oh, okay. So there's an 80 million bounty set for President Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
And George Lopez says, we'll do it for half. Yeah, and then the Secret Service is aware of this tweet and are gonna have a talk with George Lopez.
Wow.
But it's like, you know, he's joking. Well, he's not, but like, you know, he's joking.
Yeah. It's a joke.
It's a joke, but it's funny. But 80 million on his head.
Yeah.
How, like, what the fuck did you just do, bro?
Yeah.
We were all chilling.
Yeah.
You know, we killed Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Bin Laden's dead. There's not really any terrorist attacks happening, you know, for a minute. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's like you said, he's just trying to stay there, and he's playing the game and seeing what he can do to stay there.
Yeah, and now you're killing lives. Like, what about the troops and all these people? Now they can't come home. Anyways, but they are $80 million, so if they got Cash App, I don't know.
Yeah.
You down, Lucy? You know what? If I was him, if I had $80 million on my head, I would hire you to kill me, but not really kill me, and I'd split it with you. And then I would go to a different country and get a new wig if I was him, untan myself, and live a great life.
Call it a day.
Call it a day. That's what I would do if I was him. Like, 80 million, like, I know he has a lot of money, but somebody out there who's super poor, 80 million is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And you're not doing the job, let somebody else do it.
$80 million on Donald Trump, you guys, because he wants to stay president. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Yo, this is Rockstar.
There's history in these veins, five rivers of blood. This is the story of the Black Prince.
And you're listening to Ruckus Avenue Radio.
Make way for the Black Prince.
Alright guys, welcome back from the break. We were just talking about the orange fucktard Donald Trump and how he's an idiot. How I celebrated New Year's and Lucy celebrated New Year's. And so New Year's, do you have any New Year's resolutions, Lucy?
New Year's, new me, guys. No, I never have New Year's resolutions. I have like monthly resolutions, weekly resolutions, not really a New Year's.
That's a good way. That's more achievable, I feel like.
Yeah, like that's how I work. Like I'll have my weekly, my monthly, whatever. But
is there any like something you say like this year, this is what I want to be like, or I don't want to do this. I want to cut this out this year.
The one thing that I've been saying for the past 5 years that I want to do is I want to stop cussing. Like I have a mouth of a sailor, so that's always my New Year's resolution. Stop cussing.
I cuss a lot too.
Yeah.
I cuss a lot. I even cuss in my tweets, in my like my messages I cuss.
I cuss unnecessarily.
Yeah.
You
don't
even like there's no need for the fuck word, but you just throw it in there just because it sounds good.
It just makes it more intense or it sounds cooler.
Yeah.
Man, I don't honestly I feel like after like 25 habits die really hard.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in you, but I really don't because I'm your friend and I cuss a lot too. That's a good resolution.
Yeah.
Do you have any like workout resolutions like the whole world?
You know what's funny is that I literally wrote down all my like what I want to achieve and what I want to accomplish.
Yeah.
And after I looked at the list, not one thing on there said eat healthier or work out. Not one.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
Oh, so you're feeling fine, girl. I know. Like, I literally looked at my list and I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to work on. And because I was going to, like, write the dates that I want to accomplish it by.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it and I was like, so I guess I'm feeling, you know, like...
Healthier?
Healthy. Like, I didn't do any workout ones.
That's always my resolution. I just want to be, like, able to... I'm not trying to become, like, a bodybuilder or anything, but I just want to be able to wear shit and not... change because I cannot wear it like that's what I'm like that's so I want to be I guess I want to like get fit like I just joined this thing called Class Pass on it's like free for a month and I feel like in a month I should be I should get fit and you could take like all a bunch of classes so I'm like I feel like maybe instead of going to the gym because that's obviously boring like I want to like take a bunch of classes like maybe boxing maybe something where I feel like I'm not working out but I am.
See, that's a good idea because if anything like me, my type of workout is always going to be hiking. Like I'll enjoy hiking but it has to be with the view, like, you know what I mean?
But that's not real working out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's as much as a workout I'm gonna get.
I know, because I was watching a lot of videos and they were basically saying, they're like, if you think cardio is good, because I think the same thing. I'm like, I'm doing cardio. They said, if you think cardio is what's going to make you lose weight, they're like, it's not.
Yeah.
Weightlifting is what's going to make you lose weight. Cardio will, like, keep you where you won't be, like, dying.
Yeah.
But I think at our age now, cardio isn't going to cut it anymore.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
No, but I definitely want to get better at cooking. That's, like, one thing that, like, I've been practicing doing new recipes and new, like, stuff.
So yeah.
Cooking is one thing that I want to get better at.
That's good. Yeah, you should practice. And maybe even, like, start making healthier shit taste good. Because freaking when I was in...
I've been doing that.
Yeah, because when I was in Dubai, I ate a lot of vegetarian stuff. Because it kind of tasted better to me than the chicken stuff. Because I felt like, oh, because you have to make up for shit. You know what I mean? So it's better. So when I went vegetarian for, like, a good fucking week. It was pretty good. Maybe like start doing, that's what I also want to do. I want to start cooking at home.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like eating out makes you more fat.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Cause I've been cooking and I've been trying to make it healthier. So staying away kind of like from the Mexican stuff that I'm used to.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't realize that now I'm kind of like reading, like if that's what I'm actually reading these days is what's in my actual food. Because you go to the grocery store, why is there like 20 different kinds of eggs? Like, I went to go like do the egg whites, you know, for the morning thing.
Yeah.
And it's like brown eggs, white eggs, like triple A, like double A, like no, like.
And back in the day, there's only three brands
like,
of stuff.
And all of this. And I'm just like, what the hell? I just want some, you know, regular eggs. That's it. You know,
documentaries, girl. Those shits will scare the fuck out of you. I'm telling you, chicken and stuff, like, it's hard for me to stop eating chicken, but, like, I kind of want to, low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the biggest difference between chicken, and I'll tell you right now, and I know as savage as it sounds, because when back in Mexico, you eat the chicken.
Yeah.
Once you taste what a fresh chicken that's grown in a farm tastes like, come over here and taste the chicken. It's not real chicken.
Oh, no. Dude, you're right. I'm sorry. Like, you're so right. I'm sorry to say this. In Dubai... they eat halal meat, right? And it's like it's cooked different, it's not processed. It's like the way they kill the animals all different, right? I did try meat there, girl. It wasn't fat as fuck or anything. It tasted like meat.
Exactly.
Like I was like telling them, I was like, this is not what meat tastes like. And everything out there is, like, halal, which my mom used to tell me is really bad. Mm-hmm. But I actually researched it, and it's really not. Yeah. It's not processed. It's not in a production company. Yeah. It's cooked slowly by a butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's you're right. I mean, I ate mostly vegetarian, but when I did eat the chicken, bro, that world of a difference. Yeah.
Because, like, everything here is just getting out of control. Like, I started an herb garden, actually. I did start, like, in my patio because I don't have, like,
a backyard. Oh, my mom used to do that.
Yeah, because even our avocados, girl, they're, like, abnormal. Like,
they're huge.
Like, they're huge. And, okay, so, I'm an avocado queen.
I love
always
avocados.
Eat avocado, dude.
Yeah.
So, I opened up the avocado. And remember back in the day, you would leave an avocado for a couple hours and it turns brown?
Yeah.
Girl, this avocado was out for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And it was green. It stayed green.
That's
I didn't trust the avocado
not,
after that.
That's not normal. Yeah.
So I don't use that brand anymore. But
that's not normal. Yeah. And then avocados aren't even supposed to be that big.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, you need to watch this. I forgot what this documentary is called. I'll send it to you when I see it. It says eat this, not that.
Yeah.
And it teaches you how to read labels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send that documentary. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like you'll just watch it and then you're just going to like not want to eat. I didn't for maybe like a week or two, but then I started eating again.
Yeah.
But it's just, it sucks how America is just cutting so many corners.
Yeah.
Like we are one of the richest countries.
Mm-hmm.
We have the most, you know, we have the most shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like we have farms, we have everything, but we just keep wanting to cut corners. Like,
yeah.
Wow. How can this one leaf feed 10 people? It's like, oh, let's just fucking organically clone it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, cloning is possible. This is also random. I've been reading a lot of news. This is so random. In Tokyo, somebody got arrested for actually cloning someone.
Yeah.
Or someone, or an animal. They try to clone an animal. Mm-hmm. So the technology for cloning is there.
Yeah, no, it's already been out.
Yeah, like, but this person tried to clone, like, an actual thing.
Yeah.
So could you imagine how many people, if someone gets a hold of that and people start fucking, they're cloning food, they're gonna start cloning us, it's just...
Well, they're already cloning food, because even some chickens are clones.
It's disgusting, dude. It's so fucking disgusting. You know what, I honestly, like, that is one of my resolutions, is, like, at least to go vegetarian for, like, a month.
Yeah. I don't know about, see, I don't think I can go vegetarian because it's like I do like chicken.
I don't think you can either.
Yeah, I don't eat red meat and I don't eat pork. So I'm like, or I lamb. There's a lot of meats I don't eat, but the one thing I do is chicken.
Yeah.
Like, I am like a chicken eater. But that one thing I do was cook better and know what the ingredients are in there.
Maybe like farmers markets are expensive, but I feel like that's where I'm going to need to start going to get food, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I do want to, for my resolutions, I do have working out on my resolutions. Mm-hmm. I want to start eating at home. I want to start eating healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start sticking to working out because I actually know how to work out and I love working out. It's just like, I just get lazy now. It's really bad. I want to somehow fit in. I want to start waking up earlier, which today I woke up at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, hey, girl.
Yeah. I want to start waking up earlier. Working out is on there. Eating better. Mm-hmm. I want to start being more positive. Mm-hmm. I think I get, because the world, like what you say is so powerful, like so freaking powerful. And I always realize, like, I'll just be joking. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm broke or, like, da-da-da. Like, I feel like if you stop saying that, like, maybe saying, like, hey, I'm just tight right now.
Yeah.
Instead of saying I'm broke. Like, choosing my words wisely instead of speaking shit like that into existence.
Yeah.
So that's kind of another thing that I want to do. Like, way more be positive. And I feel like I want to, like, start, like, not thinking I'm too good to reach out to people. Like, I don't think I'm too good, but I just feel like I don't want to reach out to people because I feel like it puts me, like, it sounds weird, but, like, in a lower position or something. I don't know. Like, hey, let's collab. Like, it makes me feel like it's lowering me, but it's, like, I want to be able to get over that and just be like, hey, let's do something together. And if they knock me down, I'll just block them. But, yeah, and then just being more honest with people, I think... I'm kind of a people pleaser sometimes. Like, I'll just start ignoring them because I don't know what to say, but that just makes it, like, worse. Or, like, I want to start being like, hey, no, I don't want to go. Like, I don't want to fucking go.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I end up going and then I start having a bad time. So I think just stop being a yes person is one thing that I want to do. I want to get a nose job this year.
Oh, hey, girl.
I want a nose job. I want to get laser on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a car. I want a Jeep this year. And... I want my own place. Like a
Zania, girl, you're going to get it.
Yeah, so that's like all my major. Those are major for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love food, though. I'm not gonna lie and say that I'm gonna become like fucking vegan and start doing all that, but like I want to start kind of making like little efforts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think about, like, have you seen people on social media that are doing like the New Year, New Me?
Oh God, yes. And every year. So like, you would think that by 2020 would be over that.
Is there anyone on your feed that keeps saying the same thing every year?
Yes. There's several. And like,
tell me like what example,
some of them I personally know, like it's always like New Year, New Me, like the hiking. And I'm like, okay, by the weekend, you're going to be drunk.
You're going to be, I'm going to quit drinking.
Yes. You know? And then, just like every, like, the, I'm not going to call it anyways, this particular person that every year is going to be her year, every year, F the haters and all of this. Dude,
so many people.
It's just like every month it's the same thing for you, girl. Like what are you talking about, you know? Yeah.
I think people, what I want to start doing as well is like, before announcing anything, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And after you did it, then maybe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, you know, okay, like, there was this meme that was like, making moves in silence, but it's like hella loud because you're not in silence. Like, you're telling people you're making moves in silence, but it's like, if you're really making moves in silence, you don't need to tell people you're making moves, you know?
You know what? That's the one thing that I did do in for 2019. For 2019, I was so, 2019 was a hell of a year for me, but I noticed that for 2019, I stopped telling people the problems. I stopped telling people what I wanted to do. And I was like, you know what? This is my problem. You got to fix it. And that's what I did. I just started like slowly, like just becoming, and it just becomes like more of a normal thing that you don't need to announce it, because then people start telling you, oh, you're doing better. And it's like, oh yeah, I am doing better. But you don't have to announce it.
You don't have to announce
it. If you're doing it, you don't got to say it. Like it's going to be known. Like when you pull up in your Jeep,
Exactly. So
that's what it is.
Exactly. And then when you have a problem, like create a solution. I think like, with me last year, whenever something bad would happen, I would just like fucking go crazy, go cry, or like I stay in my bed for weeks. I think from now, like, and not just yearly, like if fuck the resolution, like just in general, like I don't know if it was a trip or what, like I just want to like, just if something happens, it's like, all right, dude, what am I going to do about it?
Yeah. And turn your energy to something
else. Like, what am I going to do about it? Like, not that, oh my God, everybody hates me, my life sucks. Like, like, okay, bitch, like, you've been saying that your whole life. Like, obviously it doesn't suck. Like, people want to live here so bad, and we're making it happen, you know?
Yeah.
So being positive, I think those are some of the resolutions. Mm-hmm. I think making resolutions is good. I like New Year's resolutions, but sticking to them is the problem.
Yeah.
I think mid-February is where everybody forgets.
Yeah.
Everybody forgets about resolutions. Everybody is back to their bullshit again.
Yeah.
And this year has actually started out so weird, though. Like, we're about to go to fucking war.
Yeah.
There's fires happening in the world. Like, I didn't think 2020 was going to turn out like this in the beginning. I thought it was going to be like...
I know. It's funny, like, how, like, like a week in and it's like bullshit already happened. And I was like, you know what? Just block that negativity. It's like, again, let's...
Block
the negativity. Forget about your, like, it's just make it a weekly, monthly resolution.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter.
Okay, like, this week I fucked up. Maybe next year. No, maybe next week.
Yes.
Maybe next week. Maybe let's tomorrow. Not like next year is going to be my year. No, no year is going to be your year if you don't freaking... figure it out. Like, if you're gonna, because if you all these years haven't been your year, this, what's gonna make next year your year? A number?
Exactly.
To like 20? That's 2020 now. Like, that's gonna, like, because I was even thinking about it too. I'm like, yeah, it's a good way to like change your mindset. Every Monday should be like your mindset.
Yeah.
At start of a week, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I fucked up Monday, Tuesday. Because I even do that. Like, when I'm on Wednesday, I'm like, son, Monday will be... Monday it is, you know? It's like, bro, you don't got a 9-to-5. Yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just like... I just really... what I think is funny is people that are on my feed that are just like, all of a sudden, like, philosophers. Like, they're just... you know what I'm talking about? Like, with quotes and stuff. Like
they
just
had an epiphany.
Yeah, they had an epiphany. Like they're philosophers. Yeah. Like, I was just like... like, you were just doing cocaine, like, a month ago in front of me. You know what I mean? Just, like, you know, your life will just be so much... you just gotta think this way. And la, 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 la. And I'm just like, yo, like...
that's what I mean.
Like who are you fooling?
That you know that you see that, you're just like, okay.
Who are you? That's like me. That's like me. Like, everyone knows me, and I'm flexing in, like, Da Vinci and Burberry. My friends are gonna be like, that's not yours. Like, if my friends know me, they know damn well I didn't go spend that much money, because I'd rather go somewhere on a trip on that money.
Yeah.
But people that don't know me are going to be like, damn, Jyoti K's doing it big, man.
Yeah.
Jyoti K's rich.
Yeah.
No. Jyoti K's not rich. I will be one day, but it's just a facade, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I saw this quote where it's like, empty people are teaching empty people not to be empty. Yeah. So empty people are following empty people.
Yeah.
And these empty people are selling all this, but they're also empty inside. Yeah. So it's just, social media is like a great marketing tool. But to me, it's starting to get I'm starting to get over it a little bit.
I'm hella over it. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I don't go on social media for a long time, or I'll go on and I'll get bored. I'm just like, all right, same shit.
It's the same shit. Same thirst trap, same makeup,
mm-hmm.
bad stories. Yeah. Who has more money?
Yeah.
Kylie just donated $1 billion. You know, and just shit to make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't such a tool for all the things that we do,
mm-hmm.
I think at the point I am in my life, if I wasn't who I was, I would have deleted it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to, it's the same, even when I'm posting, dude, I'm just kind of okay, here's another thirst trap. Enjoy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like I want to start posting more personality traded stuff, more funny videos, but then I'm even those are played out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's what do you really do?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, social media is a weird place right now. Anyways, we're gonna go ahead and take a break, guys. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Anushka Shankar and you're listening to Ruckus Avenue Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back. We just came back from our break. We were talking about how we should start taking more trips. And actually, I was telling Lucy something funny. So the fact that I went to... we were talking about the evil eye with social media. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I went to Dubai, I had some messages from fake profiles saying, who did you sell your blank to go there? And then I just started thinking, what kind of world do we live in that you think that, for somebody to go on a trip to somewhere that you have to sell your vagina.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you can't afford a round trip to a different country. Cause mm-hmm. if you just wait a couple months and you go on a good day, you can actually find a round trip for $800.
Yeah.
So what, even if you're working a minimum wage fucking job for 2 weeks, you will have $800.
Yeah.
You know? So to me it's okay, so that's what you would do.
Yeah.
Right? Because the fact that you were even thinking that is kind of outrageous to me. Because if I saw one of my friends going to Dubai, unless I really knew her and I knew how she was, I'd be like, oh shit, she's going to Dubai.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be damn, who she sell her pussy to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are just, that's the social media world, dude.
Yeah. And it just shows how sexism is. People think just because you're a female,
you can't and a cute female it. Or exactly, can't afford it. You're just a pretty face.
Yeah.
You don't
Oh, she a stripper. Oh, she a hoe. She this.
Yeah, she's an escort.
Yeah.
Oh, she went back to back trips. Mm-hmm. I'll admit my Dominican Republic trip was free. My friend, her boyfriend he couldn't go on the trip, so he's like, take a friend.
Yeah.
That's the kind of boyfriend I need.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go. Take Lucy on me.
Done.
Working on it. Anybody that wants to be that boyfriend, call me. Anyways, so I was looking up some. So I'm going to start. We're going to start doing this segment where at end of every show, we're going to start talking about weird stories. And we always talk about all this bad stuff that's going on, with Trump. Trump just pisses me off, you guys.
Yeah.
If you know me and you follow me, I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's a terrible human being. Mm-hmm. He can even go feed children in Africa and I'll still hate him.
Because
I'll still think there's a motive behind it.
What were you actually there
for? Yeah,
What did you put in the food?
Exactly. What did you put in the food? You know what I mean? Or oh, it's time for elections. He can never do right for me.
Yeah.
I don't care. Anyways... So I feel like maybe we should start changing the tone sometimes. Well, not that we're sad people or anything mm-hmm. like that. But anyway, so I was looking at the news and something really hilarious came up as we were talking about, who'd you sell your pussy to? Da-da-da, this and that. So headline, man discovers woman's motive for dating him and gets the ultimate revenge. So I was like, what the hell is this? What did he do? Kill her? And a man who was delighted to score a date with a girl he met on a training course. A training course for a lifeguard certification course or whatever. He thought that the pair had hit it off. They exchanged numbers, social media details. They talked for like a few weeks. He asked her to a movie. She said yeah. So they had a few casual dates. He hints that to make things serious. Wait, hold on. He said, oh, he tried to make things serious, but she kind of didn't really, like, you know, go with it. But they still try to continue to hang out for a while. And then a mutual friend reached out to him and wanted to let him know what was really going on.
Yeah.
He said she does this with other dudes. And then he sent him a screenshot. And then he asked if her and Will, the guy, were going out. She said, not really, but as long as he keeps paying for everything, I'll let him take me out more. With the laughing emoji. And then she says, girls gotta eat.
Wow. You from LA, girl?
You know what I was gonna say? I'm like, that sounds like an LA girl to me. Because sometimes I joke around. I'm like, I'm hungry. Who should I text back?
Yeah.
And then after he got the new information and he decided to go on a nice date to a hibachi grill restaurant. And we know those kind of add up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he said that he got the most expensive thing they had, and so did she. They both got fancy ice cream, multiple refills on drinks. They got some alcohol. He complimented her a lot and smiled consistently before getting up and going to the bathroom so she wouldn't be suspicious. Mm-hmm. And he was also her ride.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 45 minutes later, she realized that homeboy is not coming back. So she sent him furious text messages saying that her mom had to come down and pay because she didn't bring the money with her and that they were done. So my whole thing about this is,
damn,
like,
what a trap.
So people commented after his story and said, some people's comments was, as a woman and just a person in general, she's awful for leading you on and she completely deserved this. Uh-huh. Another person said, unfortunately, she'll probably try to spin it to make you look bad.
Yeah.
Another person said, congrats on dodging the bullet.
Uh-huh.
And another pointing out, no one is asking about the bro that sent the screenshot. What a good guy. So what are your takes on this? Do you think she deserved it? Do you think that he was mean for doing it? Like, what do you think?
No, he was mean. Like, how, like, okay, like, obviously, you know, if you start feeling that that girl's, like, using you or whatever, you know, you still have to be, like, I don't know, like, that's just
I think it's kind of mean. I think so,
I think
too.
It's disrespectful. Like, don't order, like, if you know she doesn't have the money or whatever.
Or, like, I mean, sometimes when I go on a date, I don't take my card because I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to lose this shit. Or, like, oh, I'm not spending anything. I'm going on a date, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But that's just, like, a woman mindset. Yeah. Like, the way we've grown up, guys take care of girls and stuff.
Yeah.
So, to me, I get his revenge thing, but that's mean.
That's mean. He could have just, like, you know, told her, like, oh, I know, or whatever. Like,
yeah, or he could have showed her the screen. You know what he should have done?
Mm-hmm.
He should have took her to dinner, and before ordering or something, he should be like, I want you to see something.
Yeah.
And then have showed her the screenshot.
Yeah.
And then see where dinner would have went from there. If she was going to be like, no, dinner's on me today or something, you know, I don't know. But I think he could have went about it a different way. And then I think for the girls, standard, do you think she should have just left?
She should have just, I would have walked away. Like, I would
have been like, fuck this. If I don't have money, you know, I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm going to the bathroom as well. I'll be right back.
Yes.
You know, actually, you know what I would have done? I would have caused a scene. I would have acted like I was on the phone with him. And I'm like, what are you with right now? Who are you talking to in the bathroom? And just start causing a scene and just storm out. Cause then they're going to be like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And then that's that. Done. Call an Uber.
Yeah.
Start storming out when the Uber's coming.
I don't know. He must have taken her a lot of dinners to do that. Like,
he was
really, like, bitter.
Maybe he was, he was bitter. Maybe he was, like, taking her to expensive restaurants.
Yeah, there must have been a lot.
Maybe he was buying her clothes and stuff, too.
I don't know. Like, I want to know the details. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's making it,
If he was being petty, if you were just going over here to, like, TGIF and...
Or maybe she, like, didn't want to, like... You know, like, sometimes you don't want to say that you like somebody. So maybe, like, she was just kind of...
She was still on trial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, she's like... Maybe she liked the guy that was texting her.
Yeah. See, you don't know, guys. Like, sometimes it just takes us a minute. Like, I know that somebody like that, like, was taking me out consistently, buying me stuff. I wasn't into him right away. Like, I was still going.
It would
going.
Take a time,
I mean, I was still going. It wasn't
You're
for,
right.
It wasn't because I was going for the free food. It was, I mean, partially I was like...
Partially, we like... Girls like to dress up and go to dinner.
Yeah.
Like
to dress up.
We like to dress up. Like, the way I dress up with my girls and the way I would dress up on a date is totally different.
Yeah.
So, like, we like to look pretty. We want to be wine and dine. Like...
Mm-hmm.
It is, girls does gotta eat. Like, you guys know we like eating.
Yeah.
That's why you guys offer us food.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. That's, like, That's why when we're hungry, you guys offer us food. When you want to take us on a date, you offer us food. You guys know this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of like, so,
yeah.
I don't know. I get why he was mad, but I think he should have just sent her the screenshot or something.
Sends a screenshot. Let her know where she's at with it. Like, I just want to know if he was being, like, TGIF, and not that there's anything wrong, and freaking, like, you know, all those basic restaurants, and he
did
this.
Yeah, if it was, like, Tao, Beauty and Essex, freaking, like, fucking Benihana. I mean, Benihana isn't even that fancy, but it's a little expensive. Yeah. You know, like, shit like that. Yeah. I get it, why you're mad. But, you know, if you're, you know.
Yeah, he just felt like he had to do the last move.
Jesus Christ. Another one. So police responds to a distress call just to see, a parrot screaming, "Let me out."
That's hilarious.
So, a bird cries, "Let me." So there's a neighbor. He, calls the deputies. I don't know why weird shit always happens in Florida. Like, I don't know. I always hear weird shit happen. There's weird people there. So anyways, parrot's owner, who doesn't want to be revealed to the public. I wonder why. Like, where did why did the fucking pet even say, "Let me out"? Like, maybe, like, they torture somebody or something. I don't know. There's still questions on that. So the name of the parrot was Rambo. The Rambo sat near the home's entrance and was singing and talking to himself. Then he just starts crying, "Let me out, let me out. Oh, oh, oh."
Yeah.
And then the it was so lifelike that the neighbor called the police, concerned that a woman was actually in trouble.
Oh, wow.
See, that kind of freaks me out, because maybe, like, what if there was somebody trapped there, and that's why he was... Yeah, and that's where he got... See, look at us. We're always thinking beyond the point, right? So anyways, and then... So going back, so the concerned neighbor calls. Yeah. He said he was changing the brakes of his wife's car, and... he had his, so the guy, the owner of the parrot, he said he was changing his brakes on his wife's car, and his 40-year-old parrot Rambo was outside the porch and was singing and talking. Sometime later, four police officers showed up saying a neighbor called because they heard a woman screaming. And then I promptly introduced the officers to Rambo, and they all had a good laugh. So and then the officer just said, "Oh man," and walked off.
That's funny. Like, you as a neighbor that called that, how would you feel though? You're like,
you're like, "Oh shit." And then
my bad.
And then the guy with the parrot probably hates that neighbor now. You know what I mean? Like, "Oh, thanks for embarrassing me."
Yeah.
But to me, I'm just thinking, why?
Like, where'd he get
the "let me out"? Like, if I was the cop, see, I should have been like a lawyer or something, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I would be like, why are you saying "let me out"? Like, why was the woman ever saying "let me out"?
Yeah.
Like, did you trap her? Like, was there a woman here? Like, I would have had a lot of questions about this. So yeah, that was kind of the funny news that I came upon. There was another one actually too. He, I can't find it right now. It's so funny. It was something about, shit, I can't find it. Anyways, there's one more. So I want to see what you think about this. So there's a new trending. There's a new app called Badoo. Well, it's not a new app, but it's like a dating app where now it lets you, before you go on the date, you get to video chat with the people. Me, as someone who's been on a dating app, why the fuck would I want to video chat with somebody? Yeah. I don't even want to video chat with, like, people that I actually know, except for, like, maybe 2-3 people. So they think that this is a way... Like, dating is weird anyways, right?
Yeah.
So now they want you to video chat with the person before you go on the date with them, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
But no one's going to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I was on a dating app and some guy started video calling me, I'd just block him.
I don't know. I mean, but I guess that will eliminate the people that, like...
Yeah, because the catfishes.
The catfish.
Because men, they'll get one good picture and use it for 5 years, and they don't even look like it anymore.
That is facts, girl. One of my friends, he's been using the same picture for the past 10 years.
Shut the...
I promise you, we were 21. I took that picture, and he still uses that on his dating app.
Man, I just want to tell you guys that you don't look the same. You don't look the same in 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, even me as a girl, like, I go back in 2 years, and my eyebrows are fucked up. You know what I mean? My style is different. Yeah. But I just, like, see these pictures, and then you see the person, and you're like, you don't even look like that. Yeah. Or, like, you'll see a video of them and compare it to their picture, and you're, like, confused.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, if we... I just think dating apps in general is just hard.
It is, because I feel like when you have dating apps, it's like more because like I don't want to say shy, but like it's like you're not really out there, but you're trying to do it on the phone, you know, kind of being low key.
Yeah,
so I feel like that video thing will take it, that low key thing.
So you think it's a good thing?
No, I don't think it's a good thing.
Oh, you don't, right?
No,
I just think I would literally just block the person. I'm like, yeah. Oh, he's video calling me. Fuck yeah. This fool. Because yeah. To me, I already like I've probably from dating apps. I've probably only gone on, like, 3 dates. And all three of them were fucking retarded. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that I've met on dating apps, we just end up following each other on Instagram, and that's all.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
We like each other's pictures. Then usually I unfollow them, mm-hmm. and then they get mad. It's just, that's all. You just gain some followers.
Yeah.
So, dating apps for me is just, I just feel like it's just, mm-hmm. like I said, every time I say this, I'm tired of telling people my favorite color.
Yeah.
I feel like I should just make a template, like favorite song, favorite food, da da da. Like make a template and just send it to them. Yeah, here you go. Let me know if you have any objections. We'll unfollow or unlike each other.
That is hilarious,
right? Like, yeah. Where okay. should be a template?
This is it. Give me a better conversation.
Yeah, right. Like here you go and go.
Yeah.
When was the last time you shit yourself, like, or something like that. I don't know, like, something hilarious.
Yeah.
But then sometimes with dating apps, people get too, like, philosophical.
See, I never made it to the dating app exactly because of that. Because then I was like, now you're trying too hard. Like, now you're getting...
What is your 10-year goal? Where you see yourself? Bitch, what is this, a job application? Like, I don't fucking know.
I remember when I did do that dating app, remember, like, I had downloaded, there was this guy that was writing me paragraphs after paragraphs after paragraphs.
Oh, no.
He was being real specific, real detailed, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do
that. And there's some women that like that. Remember who was, you know who the fuck was who liked that? The Dawn guy.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So there's this... Oh, God. I think we have time. So let me tell you this quick date. Actually, I lied. 4 dates. So I got out of a breakup with someone, or a fake breakup or situationship break. Whatever. It was a breakup. So I decided, like, this guy looked decent on his, like, picture. He, like, was Middle Eastern, 6 foot, whatever. So he, like, same thing, like, on the freaking app, he was just really direct. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked it, but I didn't like it, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you doing tonight, blah, blah, blah. I didn't respond. And then he goes on Instagram and he messages me. He's like, you don't like men that are direct or what? And then that kind of turned me on a little bit. Like, I was just like, oh, shit, okay, like, yeah, like, you know? And then when he rolled up and to come pick me up, his foot was on top of his chair. He was like this. Like, he was driving with one leg on his chair. I do that, but I'm a girl and I'm 5'6". You're, like, 6 foot up.
Yeah.
So he comes up like that, and then he's just, the way he was talking was just so aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, he was from New York, and it was just aggressive. He used the N-word, and he's not even black. It was just, like, it was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, kind of was trying to get off of him, and he just started sending me essays and essays.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, 3 letters. If a girl is just sending you, like, 3 messages, we like sending essays if we're really, like, into you. Like, if you're really into you and we're having a conversation, I will put in the essays.
Yeah.
I will. I have. But if I'm not into you and I'm writing one sentence, that means stop sending me fucking essays. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I know you specifically. I even send Lucy essays, and I'm her best friend, and she sends me sentences. So please don't send Lucy essays. You're just going to get heartbroken. But, dating apps is just really hard. And I feel like, Valentine's Day is around the corner, so dating apps are going to be popping right now.
They're going to be popping.
Dude, maybe I should log on a dating app. I didn't get no Christmas present. Yeah. Maybe I'll get a fucking Valentine's Day present. You know
there
what I mean?
No, we still got time, girl. You got a little bit over a month now.
You know what, guys? I might go on a dating app, and I might do it just for experimental purposes. Maybe, I should just... You know what? We should do this. I should try to get a Valentine's date for
I believe in you.
You believe in me?
I believe in you.
Okay, guys, this is going to be my mission, just only for the show and maybe for myself a little bit. I am going to go on an app and I'm going to find me a date. And I'm going to be specific about it. I will give you guys all the details. I'm going to be like, hey, listen, man, I got no Christmas present this year and I was just hoping to get a Valentine's Day date. That's just going to be my first message to everybody, and I'm going to see who bites.
Yeah.
Should I do that?
That is hilarious.
Okay, guys, that's going to be like my opener for everybody. Yeah. And I somebody's got to bite.
Yeah,
I won't put my Instagram on there because I don't want them to, like, really find me.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to be my goal. And I will let you guys know next week or the week after. We have like 3-4 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So hopefully by 3-4 weeks, I will have a Valentine's Day date. And who knows, maybe I'll find it outside of the app. Yeah. But I want a fucking Valentine's Day date, man. I had no Christmas, no Thanksgiving, no Hanukkah date. Yeah. Anyways. All right, guys. Well, happy fucking New Year's. I hope you guys' resolutions are going good. Yeah. I'm all for your resolutions, but like Lucy was saying, let's try to make weekly resolutions because I feel like those are easier to follow. Yeah. Like, you know what? This week I'm going to do this and I'm going to continue to do it next week and Yeah. So small victories, guys. You have anything to add to our conclusion today about New Year's?
Yeah, 2020. Stay blessed. Count your blessings, guys. Count your blessings.
Stop counting what you don't have.
Yeah, exactly. Stop counting what you don't have. See what you do have and make that better.
Exactly. You know 2020 means 2020 vision, guys. Yeah. Your vision has to be clear this year.
Yeah. Stay woke. Are people still saying stay woke?
Stay woke.
Yeah, 2020.
We're still woke here, okay? If they're not saying it, Lucy, we're saying it on Junkie K Uncut. And also, guys, good news. And I know that we haven't been having a lot of guests on here because me and Lucy have been doing our shows a little ghetto style. It's in my room with the microphone and we're both using one. Just because, like, I don't know. I don't see the point of getting one when we have another microphone when we have a whole studio coming up. So Dash is going to be opening up back up in a couple weeks. And then after a while, after weeks, we can start booking people and we're going to start having interviews and doing more fun stuff. But until then, you're stuck with me and Lucy. I know you love us, though. So this is Jyothi K.
And Lucy Legend.
And this is Jyothi K Uncut. And we are out. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye, guys. Yeah.
Rockstar. Rockstar. Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to say you love me, harder to mean it. It's harder to be humble, easier to be conceited. What happened to being decent? You're thinking before you're speaking. Listen, let's go. The Lord knows. Only the Lord knows. The Lord knows. It's easy to say you love me, harder to really mean it. Easy to say you want something, harder to try and keep it. It's easy to tell me that I'm so easy to forget. It's harder to wipe the memories of us inside your head. It's easy to say you change when you clearly haven't. It's harder to learn from all your mistakes before they happen. It's easy to blame me, easy to point my flaws out. Harder to look at yourself and admit when you've been caught out. Who are you to judge? Like you ain't ever made mistakes. Like you ain't ever wanted to go back in time and change a thing. We took for granted what was given, now you're struggling to make that decision, so let me make it easy for you. The hardest thing I've done is promise you a future when I know I'm not the one. I know you felt that pain like I shot you with a gun. So strangers is what we must become. Go. The Lord knows. Only the Lord knows. The Lord knows. It's easy to break a heart, harder to fix it. Maybe it's impossible when it's hard to admit it. It's easy to start at the beginning and fall so deep that you can't function without her. Like a piece of your heart is missing. It's hard to break free out of the bars of this prison. No one ever gets back what they charge for admission. And now your friends wanna get involved, and they don't listen when you tell them no. Angel, when we fight it's like the devil though. If you love her, you should let her go. How we took for granted what was given, now you're struggling to make that decision, so let me make it easy for you. The hardest thing I've done is promise you a future when I know you're not the one. I know you felt that pain like I shot you with a gun. So strangers is what we must become. Go. The Lord knows. The Lord knows. The Lord knows. The Lord knows.
it's me, DJ Tricky Morera. Join me right here every Friday and Saturday on Ruckus Avenue, where I host and play the best underground house music on the planet. I'll be feeding you with some good news on the dance music scene, and every now and then I'll be bringing a couple of really cool DJs by to throw down some sick sets. So join me on the Solid Radio Show, where we get down and dirty like a mechanic on Oil Change Sunday. Hey boy, stop causing all that ruckus.